Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the top frequent flyer programs for 2017. A lot of the questions I get every month have to do a lot with traveling and, you know, how can you maximize points and where are some of the best places to go where you don't have to spend so much money? And that's really why we dedicated a whole day to actual travel. But I like to infuse in, you know, a few other tips along the way just because I get so many questions. And, you know, I think it's because this is the time of the year where a lot of you are living places where it's cold and gloomy. And so the thought of going really anywhere is just a very lovely thought, let alone thinking about, you know, summer. I mean, it will literally be summer like it will feel like tomorrow. It will be summer. Time is just flying so fast. I know actually here in Los Angeles, we've had a really cold, and I'm putting that in air quotes, which you can't see, of course, winter. It's been like in the 50s and 60s and raining all the time. And for us, that's actually quite chilly. And so I know a lot of friends are talking about they really want to go somewhere that they can feel warmer and relaxed, because we've actually had holidays where it's been 80, 90, 100 degrees here. And while that may seem really exciting to a lot of you, I actually don't like it. I'm not going to use the word hate. I try not to use the word hate. I just actually don't like it. It doesn't feel festive to me at all. You know, if I want 80 degree weather to wear a sundress on Christmas, I want to be in Hawaii or the Caribbean or Mexico or someplace where it feels appropriate, you know, to be dressed like that, not in my own home. You know, I watch all those crazy holiday movies. We are like a sucker for holiday Christmas movies. And, you know, they're always like this quaint little town and it's snowy and it's festive. And so I feel like I'm missing out. It's like a case of FOMO for sure. Anyway, I digress. So I really wanted to talk to you about frequent flyer programs and the top programs for 2017, because there's actually a lot of frequent flyer programs that are super juiced up this year, way more than they were last year. And there's a lot of changes going on in the airline industry, as you probably have heard. There are a lot of airlines that are merging, and you know, there's been a lot of question marks around certain frequent flyer programs, like, are your miles going to expire? Should you use them now? Should you not? And really, nobody has a crystal ball. And I think it's really interesting to kind of watch the evolution of airlines and airline programs and what's happening. I mean, it's even now, you know, with places like jet suites and things like that, it's accessible now to actually fly like a private jet service. I know they have a lot of that happening out here in Los Angeles to various locations on the West Coast. It's actually more affordable than flying, you know, a regular airline. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the airlines. We, you know, we talk a lot about these airlines like WOW Airlines and places like that are offering these amazing low rates. If you've been on Facebook lately, you've surely seen WOW Airlines. They have a ton of cheap flights from the US to Europe now. There is a catch-22, because I will say that we did look into flying WOW Airlines, and by the time I got from the super ridiculously low flight up to the actual checkout cart, that means adding in my bag, adding in a seat, adding in all the extra crap that you got to add into to just literally fly there, we were more expensive than the regular, you know, United, American, other airlines. And so, you know, you really just got to like price those things out, because it can be super, super misleading. But, you know, we've talked a ton about credit card miles strategy before, and I'm going to touch a little bit on that, you know, towards the end of this podcast. But, you know, frequent flyer miles are really worth money, right? It's a great strategy if you're trying to save for a vacation, but you're on a super tight budget. But you know what? I don't even want to say that. I just totally want to scratch that. It's actually a great way to pay for a vacation regardless, because, you know, even if you're flush with cash right now, even if you've got, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 that you could use on a trip somewhere, why would you use that money if there was a better strategy to do it and you could put that money to work towards something else? I mean, that's always my argument. That's, I think, really the basis for all the tips that I try to share with you is, you know, even if you had the cash, right? Even if you have the money to pay for something, but what if there's a better way to go about doing it, where either you could save money, you could negotiate, you could use some sort of strategy, I don't know, whatever it is, why wouldn't you do that? Because at the end of the day, more money is more money, regardless of how much money you actually have, you know? So all of these tips and ideas that I give you, it's not just relevant for someone who's maybe on a super tight budget, living paycheck to paycheck. It's also relevant for somebody who's, you've got a lot of cash flow and, you know, you could spend that money, but why would you do it? Why? That's my question. Why? So let's get back to rewards credit card. So, you know, you can get a rewards credit card, you meet the requirements of the minimum spending up front that you need to, you get the bonus points, and it's usually enough for one free plane ticket somewhere. Usually, not all rewards credit cards are created equal, for sure. It's just like not all frequent flyer programs are equal. And it used to be that, you know, reward credit cards, they didn't really exist. There were maybe only a few around. They weren't super robust. And so you had to rely on these frequent flyer miles. But now the frequent flyer programs are also becoming very robust. And it's a great kind of like a combo strategy between a rewards credit card and, you know, signing up for the frequent flyer program for whatever airline that you fly on, so that you can really juice up, you know, your points, right? Because that's what it's all about. And WalletHub actually analyzed the top 11 largest domestic airline loyalty programs, and they used 23 key metrics to value these programs. They even have this really cool calculator that I love where if you put in your annual amount spent on airline travel, so let's say you average, I don't know, $1,500 or $2,000 or whatever it is for you, and you put in that amount, then you hit calculate, and they actually can refer you to the best frequent flyer program because it does differ based off of how much money, you know, you plan to spend on airline travel, because some of them are just make more sense while others, you know, maybe not so much. But what this survey found was that Delta was actually the across-the-board winner, the Delta SkyMiles program for 2017. And there's a lot of reasons why, you know, Delta SkyMiles are so awesome. One is their miles don't expire. And that's a big deal because there are a lot of loyalty programs where in the really, really, really tiny fine print, you know, down by the little asterisks at the bottom, they actually do expire. And a lot of them aren't fast, but you know, let's say you don't travel for a couple years and maybe you have a job, right, where you travel a lot and so you build up a lot of points, but then you start losing them because they expire. That's definitely not a great loyalty program. Another thing with the Delta SkyMiles, you can get one-way tickets for as few as 10,000 miles. Now, that's not, you know, like usually going across the country or anything. It's usually kind of local travel, but 10,000 miles one way is fairly cheap in the land of frequent flyer miles. They also have this great option where you can do miles in cash. So if you don't have enough miles saved up, it'll use your miles plus then tell you, you know, how much cash you need to chip in on top of. And they also announced last year that you can earn miles through Airbnb stays. So there's lots of ways you can earn miles. And you want to always check on the site to find all these different ways, whether it's dining, shopping, you know, different hotel stays, renting cars, all those sorts of things. Because when you're trying to, you know, beef up your frequent flyer miles, it's really all of these different places where you can redeem miles kind of put together, or earn miles, I should say, helps you then redeem the most amount of miles. So Delta across the board has the best frequent flyer program for 2017 right now. And they've actually done a lot to make it even better for 2017. I know there was a lot of talk last year about, you know, Delta program, like maybe not being as good as some of the others. And they kind of just went like, all right, we're just going to up the ante. We're just going to make this, you know, better than a lot of the competitor programs out there because, you know, we want to compete with United and American. And I think when you think about U.S. airlines, it's usually United American that's probably the first thought to pop into your head. And Delta really wants to kind of change that. And we've actually flown Delta a lot. I hadn't flown them in a long time. And then last year we flew them a bit. And I really liked flying Delta. Like the seats were comfy. They have an awesome in-flight entertainment system, way better than I've seen on some of the United and American flights. I don't know if anyone's flown United lately, and I'm not here to knock on anybody's airline program, but United does this crazy thing now where you get a number, right, when you're going to board the plane, and then you've got to line up behind these placards, almost like Southwest Airlines does, to get on the plane. And I hate it because it's like people line up like 45 minutes to an hour before the plane's even going to board. And it's crazy to watch how the human brain thinks. Like for some reason you think if you don't get in line early, you're not going to get a seat. Well, you already have an assigned seat, so that's not an issue. It's not like on Southwest, but it's all about, you know, jockeying for the overhead space. And really, I think it is just comes down to human nature. Like we want to just be first in line. And sometimes I look at it, I'm like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It creates all this like bottleneck around the like ticketing area, or, you know, if you're trying to go up to the desk and ask the agent a question, it looks like a herd of cattle, waiting for something. Anyway, it's definitely not my favorite system at all. If any of you have flown United, you're probably laughing. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And hey, if you're one of those that needs to be first in line, I'm cool with that. It's not a big deal, right? Let's just be nice and kind to everyone. So there were also a few other airlines that had great programs, great frequent flyer programs for 2017. Behind Delta was Alaska. Hawaiian Airlines, Virgin, United, American, JetBlue, Southwest, and then a few others as it starts to trail off. Hawaiian Airlines actually offers the most rewards of value, so $21 per $100 spent. Hello, Oahu. I know we talked about Hawaii and Oahu on our travel to list for 2017, and Hawaiian Airlines is an awesome airline. If you've ever flown it, they play this amazing, Hawaiian music while you're boarding the plane. It just, there's colors in there. It makes you feel super happy. You see orchids laying around, and they serve fresh pineapple juice, which I love. It just makes you feel like you're going to Hawaii, which there's no better feeling than that, right? I love Hawaiian Airlines. They just don't fly a lot of places. So, unless I'm going to Hawaii, I'm obviously not going to fly Hawaiian Airlines. The survey also found that Hawaiian, Alaska, and Virgin, they offer more rewards in 2017 than 2016 by almost 40%. So this is what I was talking about, the airlines really deciding like, hey, we got to really boost up our frequent flyer programs so that we can get customer loyalty, because it doesn't really make sense for you to be, I'm going to scratch this. It does make sense, whatever airlines you fly on, to be part of their frequent flyer system, because it's silly for you not to, right? You get miles. However, if you tend to fly one or two airlines more concentrated, so there's more of a strategy there, then you can really start building a lot of those miles. For instance, United actually has the most airline partners. They have 39 airline partners that you can redeem points with. So if you're flying United or a United airline partner, that's great, because then you can get all of those miles. It's a great option if you travel all over the place. It's actually why I love American Airlines. I am part of their frequent flyer program, have been for years. I have their credit card as well. They only have 24 partners, airline partners, but still, that's a lot, right? But 39 clearly is the leader. I'm going to make sure and put a link to this Wallet Hub survey so you can check out all of the different details and, also that cool calculator, which I love. But then I was like, okay, well, let me do a little poking around, because I like to do this as well. And I said, okay, what if I picked a few days and said, what if I flew from LAX to Honolulu April 5th to 11th? And I just checked the Delta Sky site to see, okay, how many miles would I need, and what would that look like? And then I compared it with kind of my credit card strategy. And so this was really interesting. So April 5th to 11th, LAX to Honolulu, Delta site is showing 45,000 miles I would need, plus $11.20 in taxes. Now, if I got the Delta credit card, right, I would earn 30,000 bonus points if I spent $1,000 in the first 3 months. Easy to do, right? But I'm only at 30,000 points, so I've got about like a 15,000 point deficit here. So it's going to take me a little time. It's going to take me, it may take me over a year to build up enough points to be able to go on that trip. But still, 45,000 points to fly round trip from LAX to Honolulu in April is not that bad of a deal. I've seen way worse. But one of my favorites, credit cards, point credit cards, is the Chase Sapphire Preferred Card. I have this card. I really love this card. They've got a more souped up version that offers you a lot more sign up points, but it does have a much higher annual fee. So you kind of want to weigh that out. But so I checked on their site, and if I booked through the Chase Ultimate Rewards site, the exact same Delta flights, right, I would only need 39,872,000 miles. But if I signed up for the Chase Sapphire Preferred Card, I would get 50,000 bonus points if I spent $4,000 in the first 3 months. Now, you might be thinking that's a lot to spend. But again, if you treat your credit card like a debit card and you put all of your monthly expenses on and then you pay it off every single month, most of us spend, well over $1,000 a month if we combine grocery, eating out, shopping, parking, entertainment, all of those things together. We usually spend over that amount. So it is possible for you to do. But before you would sign up for a rewards credit card, you really need to know, like, hey, am I going to be able to hit this spending limit so I can get the bonus points? Because there's really no point if you're not going to get the bonus points, right? So I thought that was interesting. So if I did that strategy, if I signed up for the Chase Sapphire Preferred card and I spent, you know, what I needed to spend in that time period, I would have more than enough miles to be able to book that round trip ticket to Honolulu from LAX, but I would do it through the Chase Ultimate Rewards site, not through the Delta site. So again, just a little like, something to think about, right? There's all sorts of articles on travel hacking, and this is really a strategy where you use multiple credit cards that offer all these sign-up bonuses, and it really is an art. It takes time, it takes preparation in order to maximize all of these points. But there's a great article from Nomadic Matt about how to earn 1 million frequent flyer miles each year. It's crazy. It's a crazy strategy. You really don't need 1 million frequent flyer miles unless you're really traveling kind of nonstop every year. But I'm going to make sure and put a link to that as well because it's a really interesting read. And, you know, I got halfway through and I was like, okay, yeah, I would do all that. And then, you know, at the end, it kind of lost me with some crazy things with gift cards and other tips and strategies that I've heard. But if, you know, you're thinking about like, hey, you know, in a couple years, maybe I want to take a year off and go travel the world, then this might not be a bad strategy for you to follow because in that world, it is all about how many miles you have and how can you leverage those miles so that you're not spending your own cash, right? And also, there are just tons of ways that you can earn frequent flyer miles. Like I said, shopping and eating out, lots of entertainment stuff. Home purchases, you can earn a ton of points. There's all sorts of ways to earn points so that you can utilize them on these frequent flyer, you know, miles, redemption. And so I'm going to make sure and put a link to that as well. And so look, if you're sitting somewhere right now and it's cold and it's dreary and you're dreaming about going somewhere, you know, check out some of these links. Definitely check out the Wallet Hub calculator to find out what would be the best frequent flyer program for you based on your spending. And then put together a strategy because it's totally, totally doable. I would say, you know, each year we travel a lot, obviously. Jeff's a travel writer, so we travel a lot. So there actually aren't a lot of trips that we pay out of pocket for because a lot of them are, you know, business trips and things like that. But the ones that we do, we always utilize points. So whether we're using those points on our flights, whether we're using them on our hotel stay or our car rental, whatever it may be, we're getting something in essence for free. Yes, we've had to spend the money to earn those points. There's no way around that, but we would have spent that money anyway. It's not like we're going out and buying something for 5,000 bucks just so we can get points. I mean, this is where we're eating, we're shopping, we're going to the grocery, you know, we're going to concerts. I mean, these are all things that we would budget for anyway. We're just using a different strategy so that we can, you know, really build up this points kind of bank account, if you will. And then those points are worth real money to us. I mean, if we can save, you know, $1,000 or $1,500 or even more on a trip, then that starts to be, I mean, that's real savings. We can put that money to work somewhere else. I think the best savings that we ever had one year was really close to $5,000. We had really saved up a ton of our points. We had maximized a lot of strategies to get more points. We had used an airline where we also had a frequent flyer miles with that airline as well. So we were able to kind of combine all of the points. And we went to Europe and we didn't pay for the airfare. We didn't pay for, I think we paid one night for the hotel and that was it. And we even were able to use some of the points for some of the activities that we did. So, I mean, it was just like, I felt like we were winning all the way around.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.